time for a check on sports. And what a weekend it was, Mike, in sports. A lot going on.
A lot of horse racing.
Yeah. I mean, and you had a good weekend.
Yeah, put it this way. If I wasn't on the radio for you when I worked for TVG, I'd be getting a gold-plated car this weekend.
You had a good weekend.
Oh, it started Friday. Like I said, we started Friday in the seventh race with the 5-furlong sprint with the exact that had paid $347, and we didn't stop until we hit the Derby pretty good, too. So it was a big, big racing weekend. Like I said, we hit the exact seventh race Friday for $347, and then we got to the race prior to the Oaks. Tonette was one of my horses that we picked, paid $1,280. So you should have played doubles right into the Oaks, where Manon Moy's girl put on a fabulous display, sat second on the outside, kind of like the same race that Justify ran, except didn't win by as much. But when this horse got taken into the stretch and threatened by Wonder Godot, who is the horse that we used in our exacta that paid $96, she just dug in and drew away again. So, like I said, this I said months ago about this horse, Manon Moy's girl is the best filly in the country, and she proved it the way she won the Oaks Saturday. So we hit the Oaks, and then Sunday we just kept going. You know, we started with Limousine Liberal again, paid $1,080, and then after that, a couple of bombs came in, but then we had our own bomb of our own, you know, in the race before the Derby with Yoshida, paid $2,180. So if you played doubles into the Derby, you caught that for another $88. And then Justify won. $780 was a gift. People were betting a lot, that I was speaking to, were betting a lot of money on Justify, and it was justified. He paid $780, put on a great display. You hear naysayers talking on blogs. It was a boring race, shouldn't run in the rain, 20 horses are too much. That's what makes the Kentucky Derby so special. You not only have to be good, you have to have a little bit of luck, but talent overcomes luck a lot of times, and Justify just ran everybody off their feet. He ran 22-1 for the first quarter, 45-3 to the half. That's uncalled for. That's sprinter speed, never mind going a mile and an eighth. And he just put everybody to bed in this race. And I don't see any reason why this horse shouldn't win the Triple Crown, because he's so good. And the competition that he's running against, they might be good horses, but he's just at another level. And Justify has a true legitimate shot to win the Triple Crown as long as he stays healthy. And just another great job by Bob Baffert. He knew. If you watched his videos, his interviews, he knew that this horse was the real deal, and he can't come out and say we're going to win the Kentucky Derby. You don't do that in horse racing. You're just jinxing yourself. But if you read between the lines, you understood that this horse had no way to lose the Kentucky Derby unless something freaky happened, and nothing freaky happened except that the way that he ran. So he's just going to go on. And I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard from friends of mine who have a friend of Todd Pletcher. And when they asked Todd Pletcher who's he like for the Derby, this like I said, I don't know if this is true or not. Pletcher said that it doesn't matter who I like, nobody's beating Justify.
All right, thing I noticed about the race, and as a rookie, you watch it, there was only one person that was without mud on them, and one horse that was without mud on them.
That's what happens when you're in the front from end to finish.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, so, and then like people are making excuses for this horse, Mendelsohn. He got banged around a little bit in the beginning of
yes,
the race,
did,
but
yeah.
If you watch the race, when they hit the turn and are going down the backstretch, he was the leader of the second pack. He didn't get that awful a trip. He just fell apart like a cheap suit. He got beat by 73 lengths, and yours truly said that horse had no shot. He had no shot.
All right, so we've got the Kentucky Derby done, and now Mike's looking forward to the Preakness in 2 weeks.
Yeah, an interesting thing about the Preakness. One horse that skipped the Kentucky Derby, the horse that I picked to win the Tampa Bay Derby, Quip, he's also owned by Windstar Farms, same owners as the Kentucky Derby winner, Justified. Are you going to run your horse that has a chance to beat Justified? Are you going to do it? That's going to be the big storyline going into here. Not that Justified can't win, are they going to run probably the only horse that can beat him against him in the race that you own, the same owners own him? And as of now, they said, yeah, they said Justify has to beat the best to win the Kentucky, to win the Triple Crown. So we intend on running Quip, and if they do, that's a great thing. Why duck? Why duck? To be the best, you got to beat the best. And right now, Quip's not beating Justify.
All right. So now let's go on to baseball. The two best teams in baseball are in the American League East right now.
Yeah, the Red Sox and the Yankees. The Yankees keep on winning. The Red Sox keep on winning. They're playing real good ball. A lot of other teams, the Indians, the Astros, they've hit a slump. It's real obvious. You could see it. All you got to look at is their standings. The Astros went out to Arizona. They're getting beat up. The Indians, they have been in the position to beat the Yankees, and then they bring in their familiar look-alike named Allen, and he just gives the game away. Same thing happened to him last year in the playoffs. It's funny how these teams just don't understand. If you haven't won with what you had for the last couple years as a closer, why do you continue to use them? So the Yankees Yankee game I was watching because I was at the track talking to people yesterday. If you're the Yankees, how do you take a kid out that he's pitching a no-hitter?
Yeah.
And on the other end of the street, Clevinger's pitching a one-hitter, and you take him out, and then you fall apart like a cheap suit. Both of them did. When the Yankees and the Indians took out their starters, they both gave up runs right away. But Betances was his usual fireman self, throwing gasoline on a fire. And Allen did the same thing for the Indians. And, you know, they're going to have to start redoing things because when you hear of a no-hitter, you say, oh, Jim Bunning pitched a no-hitter. Oh, so-and-so pitched. You can't say that Peter, Paul, and Mary pitched a no-hitter.
Yeah.
You just can't do it. So, but the Yankees, they're hitting the hell out of the ball right now, and they're playing really, really well.
And the Yankees and the Red Sox are doing it. The kids,
they play each other tonight.
No, they have the night off tonight, the Yankees.
They don't play tonight?
No, tomorrow. Begins tomorrow.
It's a three-game series, right?
Yeah, it begins tomorrow. Mm-hmm. The Yankees had that 18-game stretch where they went 16-2. Unbelievable.
Yeah, against good teams, too.
And the Red Sox, I mean, and they're doing it with young players, Mike. They're doing it with young players.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. I still hate them.
Well, I'm talking about the Red Sox, too.
Yeah, and the Red Sox have been dealing with some injuries, too. Yeah. So they're both playing good ball, and I never expected the Red Sox to be where they are right now. So yeah. 25-9. It doesn't matter who you are. 25-9 is 25-9.
All right. Let's go to the National League, National Hockey League. I mean,
let's go to the National League.
All right.
Oh,
I know.
What a bad team they are, huh?
And now here, I thought about you. Cespedes, is that his name?
Cespedes.
Mm-hmm. The Mets are out of it. Basically, they're falling out of it. They're going to be out of it. So, what did he do yesterday? He said he's got a leg strain or something, and he didn't play.
Oh, he's mutting it out already?
This is what he does, though.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, what did I just say before? If you have the same players and you keep getting the same results, what makes you think it's going to change? You know, the Mets got off to a great start. Wonderful. And so all the older players, all these non-productive players that they picked up were playing decently, and they were winning games. But if you think Gonzalez, Frazier, and company are the team that's going to bring you to the promised land, forget about it. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. Your pitching staff, 3 years ago, I think it was, when they went to the World Series, they were the most heralded pitching staff in baseball. You can never split them up. Well, Harvey's on his way down to Chattanooga. Matt has the heart of a flea. And even Syndergaard, for as hard as he throws and what he does, he's not pitching good. So where's your pitching staff now? Now, that was what the Mets were supposed to be building their team around. So you have no lineup, so you're going to win with pitching. Now you have no pitching. What's next? I mean, what are the Mets going to do now? They're an organization that makes no moves. They get nobody to help them. I mean, the best player they got to help them in the last 10 years was Cespedes, and there was a reason why he got it, and you're seeing why now. What are the Mets going to do now? I'm telling you. They're 17-15. They were 12-1.
Yeah.
So that means they're 5-14 in their last 19 games.
Yeah, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be ugly.
It is ugly now. It is ugly now.
All right, now let's get on to, because we only have a couple of minutes left, about a minute or two, National Hockey League skate-offs.
It's been really, really good, but the second round, even in the second round, for as good as it's been, some teams are getting beat up. The Bruins are gone. They got beat in five games, 4-1, but every game was a close game. Vegas won again. They shut out San Jose yesterday 3-0. They won their series 4-2. And tonight there's two elimination games. The Caps have the Penguins on the ropes. They're up 3-2. And the Winnipeg Jets might be in the conference finals if they can win at home tonight. They got Nashville on the door 3-2 as well. So two big games tonight in the National Hockey League. And even like I said, even though these two series ended at 4-1 and 4-2, they were close and anything could happen right down to the wire. The National Hockey League never disappoints year in and year out.
All right. Well, it was a big weekend on sports. You had a great time with the Kentucky Derby, and it's on to this week, and the Red Sox and the Yankees.
Yeah, real good weekend for racing this weekend. Manomoy's girl doesn't get the credit that she deserves as being a good horse as she is. Like I said, people were crying because she was in the 14 hole. She can't win. When horses are good enough, they could start in the parking lot and win, and she did, and Justify just showed how much better he is than everybody else this year as a three-year-old. And for if this horse runs into years to come, his potential is limitless.
All right, Mike, we'll check with you mañana.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.